Fort Ridgely. Jane would have gone, which would have been Joseph's widow, LaFramboise. She had remarried a guy by the name of, and we have seen so many spellings of the name, Sharo, S-H-A-R-R-O-W, or there are, I would say, four or five different versions of how that name is spelled. And, of course, one of her stepdaughters, and I don't know if Joseph and one of Sleepy Eye's daughters had two sons, Alexis and Joseph. Alexis probably was on his own by then because he didn't show up in the 1849 census. And of course they had another daughter, Justine, would have been at the fort. I think there's either four or five members of the family that showed up. I've seen lists of who was there. I don't recall. And of course, these lists are compiled from somebody else's writings. So there may be some narratives. Not that I have read, though. So I assume it was a quite crowded affair with, I think, 250 to 300 what they call refugees, and I would guess in that they also count farmers who were there who were armed and helped and so on and so forth. So there's quite a list. I think that's published by the Minnesota Historical Society. There were a lot of trails and a lot of ways to get to the fort. So I would think within the Native community there was probably some animosity between those who started to take some of the white man's ways and those who, you know, thought that was verboten. So in some ways, some of the mixed blood people kind of had to look out for themselves. I don't know if it caused any problems at the fort other than, you know, there's some speculation and some wild stories about somebody plugging the cannons and all that sort of stuff, you know. I mean, I've only read that in context of someone thinking that was done. And I read a narrative written by a man by the name of Voltine this winter who talked about the fact that they had fake cannons at Fort Ridgely. Well, where they had the fake cannons was New Ulm, not Fort Ridgely. Fort Ridgely had real cannon. And he also mentions where his family got off the boat coming up the river, and it's most likely was at the trading post. But he also goes on to say that his family was at Fort Ridgely. Well, they don't show up on any of the narrative lists that I've seen of family being at Fort Ridgely. So that's like I always say about history. History is one person's point of view at a particular time. You have to have a number of sources before you can really be sure what you're looking at.